7:40 now here on WPHM. It's Monday morning. You know, every Monday around this time, we focus on a Michigan product or business or something that's exclusive to Michigan. Michigan's largest aquarium is right over in Auburn Hills, and I thought it'd be fun to talk about that. And your chance to work there if you are, in fact, a marine biologist. Joining us right now, lead marine biologist curator at the Sea Life Michigan Aquarium, Lauren Grauer. Lauren, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. A unique opportunity, really. Marine biologists I usually think of as being exclusively East Coast and West Coast jobs because you need to be near the ocean, but in fact, you have marine biologists there. In fact, you are one.
Yeah, we have our own kind of mini ocean going on over here in Auburn Hills.
Yeah, you really do, and I want to talk about that a little bit. For people that haven't been over there, tell us what Sea Life Michigan is all about.
Yeah, so we're located in Auburn Hills. We have 150,000 gallons of exhibits full of different types of animals. We have 2 rescued green sea turtles, 8 species of shark, stingrays, freshwater and tropical fish, corals, and several conservation programs that we're involved in.
It's amazing. It really, really is. What are some of the highlights, the things that people will see when they come visit?
Yeah, so people get really excited to see our green sea turtles since not everybody has gotten the chance to see them up close. They are kind of hard to find in the wild if you're not a diver. So we have Benson and Carr. They're ambassadors for their species since they can't be released to the wild and survive. So we take care of them here, and they do a great job of kind of showing people why it's important to keep them safe in the wild and protect them. And several species of sharks that the typical ones you would picture from movies, like black tips and black nose. And then we have a giant nurse shark. And then we have a beautiful living coral reef exhibit. It's a very diverse aquarium if you walk through, and it's very child-friendly, too. So when you walk around, a lot of the exhibits kind of pop out at you, and kids can walk through tunnels, and it's very interactive.
Well, and we know the kids are naturally curious, and so this is a great way to introduce them to sea life, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's perfect. A lot of educational opportunities, too.
And a lot of kids, that's where they first get the idea that they want to be a marine biologist. What does a marine biologist do?
So our marine biologists manage the exhibits across our site. So they do a lot of the animal feeds. They know the biology of those animals. They know how much and what they need to eat every day. And then they also manage the water quality of the animals' environment. So they make sure that the water's clean, that it's being filtered properly, that it's all the filtration is being kept up to standard. And then we also dive in a lot of our exhibits once a week to keep them clean. So they are getting in the water with the animals and kind of scrubbing and cleaning the glass so that you can see in. And they're involved in a large community. So Sea Life is actually a chain. So we have about 10 other sea lifes across the U.S. So they also interact with other biologists across the U.S. With the other 10 sea lifes across our country.
And like you said, it really is a mini ocean unto itself, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's our ocean exhibit is 120,000 gallons. So when you walk through it, you can go through our tunnel and it feels like you're underwater. It's really cool.
And as we said at the beginning of our conversation here, you do have a couple of job openings for marine biologists right now, don't you?
We do. Yeah. Another word for a marine biologist in the aquarium world is called aquarist. Not like the zodiac sign Aquarius, but Aquarius. That's confused a lot. We're looking for some people that are, you know, open water scuba certified, and they have maybe a little bit of aquarium experience under their belt. We have a few openings, so check us out. I think it's listed on Indeed. So, yeah, just search Sea Life Michigan Aquarium, Aquarist, and they should pop up.
What are some things people need to know if they're planning a trip to Sea Life Michigan?
So you would want to make sure you book your tickets in advance online. I know that they have time slots set up, so make sure that you're checking online first if you're driving out. It's kind of it was a little bit busier around the holidays, but it might be a little bit easier to get in now because kids have gone back to school. And, yeah, we're just in the side of Great Lakes Crossing, so there's plenty of parking, and you can walk right in.
All right. Very, very good. I hope that you are able to fill those positions. I'm sure you will. It is a really unique thing. And like we said, it is the largest aquarium in Michigan, isn't it?
It is. Yep. And then we have our friends at Belle Isle down in Detroit. So we are the largest in Michigan, though.
Yeah. Really neat stuff. Lauren, thanks so much for telling us about it. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Good talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye.